Alpha Prime, the hub of the vast and ruthless Melkinian Empire. Renowned in song and story as a bunch of people you really don't want to tick off. Alpha Prime, home to pirates, transients and lowlives on a good day. Alpha Prime, bustling with commerce, legal and illegal, all year long. And tucked away in a dusty cul-de-sac of the planet, the Corner Bar. Run by Earthman Kent Stone, it is the place on the planet to hang out, drink, carouse, and try to escape from the day's trouble, be it a nagging spouse or an angry cartoon warrior determined to cut your body up into minute pieces and cast the fragments adrift in the infinite reaches of space because he believes you insulted his little sister. Alpha Prime, a rough and tumble hive of activity. Alpha Prime, the nexus of thousands of alien and human lives. Alpha Prime, kind of a dump. Misfits Audio presents The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. Episode 1 is entitled, The New Bartender.
Well, Sid, how am I doing?
You're turning a profit.
That's good news.
It's not much of a profit. You're gonna need to do better if you're gonna make a living out of this bar.
So you've always told me.
I'm an accountant, Kent. Numbers don't lie.
Did you account for last year's unusual event?
I did.
You know, I never thought when I met that Longolian that he would try to kill me, steal all my money cards, and run off with my wife.
That was a rough spell.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm afraid he's going to bring her back.
Come on. You love Tasha, and you know it.
I did, but I should have done my research before I allowed myself to fall for a Zathraxian female.
Why?
Because then I would have known how their heads get pointier and pointier with every passing day. By the time she ran off with that warrior, she looked like a newly sharpened pencil. She ruined more hats and headboards with that point. It really ran into money.
Getting back to bar business, maybe you should raise your prices.
Absolutely not. That's one thing I can't do.
Why not? This is the only bar on Alpha Prime, in this entire solar system for that matter. You've got a monopoly.
If I hike my prices, some of my customers will just start drinking ooze.
What's ooze?
It's a local moonshine made by some of the mountain folk in the eastern region.
Ooze?
That's not really its name, but the Primean word is unpronounceable with a human tongue. I heard one of the locals say it once. It sounded kind of like an elephant forcing a turnip into a blender set on puree.
You ever had any?
Not me. Supposedly, it tastes kind of like thick castor oil. In humans, it tears up the stomach lining something awful, though other races don't seem to have much trouble with it.
Sounds terrible. Why would they drink it?
From what I'm told, it has a kick like two mules. I know a guy named Finnegan, the first mate on the freighter Snooky, who tried ooze once. He described the pain in his gut like being at death's door with death on the other side yelling, "Just a minute!"
Well, you need to find some ways to economize, then.
I'm doing what I can. Look behind the bar.
Who's the new guy?
It's not a guy.
Then it's a pretty ugly-looking girl.
It's not a girl, either.
Didn't you ever have that talk with your dad? Everyone is one or the other.
That, Sid, is an android.
Really? It...
Let's go with he.
He looks almost human. Where'd he come from?
I won him in a star poker game with the captain of a Trellian tugboat. I had a stellar flush. Supposedly the droid has 1,001 uses.
Like what?
I don't know yet. I haven't stumbled on any.
Well, didn't he come with an owner's manual?
No, and I can't find his model number to look for one online. I guess he'll be a droid of mystery.
1,001 uses, you said?
Supposedly. He can't cook worth a lick. Or clean. He can't drive a hover hummer. I'm hoping he can tend bar. Anyone can pull a tap.
Well, he's free help. And no health insurance costs.
Exactly. I might as well put him to work.
What's his name?
Sal. all capital letters.
Sal?
Sentient Android Life Form.
Yeah, shouldn't it be South then?
Yeah, I suppose. But South doesn't roll off the tongue like Sal does.
Have you trained him for his new position?
I gave him a crash course in bartending. I'm crossing my fingers that hustling drinks is one of his 1001 uses.
I don't think it is.
Why?
He just threw an ale in a Xandrian's face.
Oh, no.
You stupid robot!
Android, sir. And, truth be told, I am far from stupid. The latest estimate of my IQ is...
I ought to add you to the ring!
I beg your pardon?
Is there a problem here? I'm the owner.
You bet there's a problem, Earthman. Your bartender here threw my drink in my face!
It was a mistake, sir. A malfunction. I apologize.
On Xandria, we don't stand for such things.
As well you shouldn't. Let me get you another drink. On the house.
One drink? He insulted my honor.
Free drinks all night. For a week?
That's very kind of you, but I couldn't accept a month's worth of free drinks.
A month? Very well. Sid, get behind the bar, please.
Me? I am an accountant.
So count the bottles. Give the gentleman whatever he wants. I need to have a little chat with Sal. What happened, Sal?
It was an accident, sir. A glitch in my servo mechanism. I am running a self-diagnostic now to correct it. It will not happen again.
See that it doesn't. Of all the races in the bar to anger, you had to pick a Xandrian. Don't you know about them?
I'm afraid I don't know what I know. My past is a mystery, even to me. My memory banks are severely damaged. Repairing them is a slow process.
That's too bad.
Occasionally, something triggers a memory. But until then, it's all... nothingness. The Xandrian did seem rather hostile.
That's the understatement of the year. They're known for their savagery.
What was that he said about a ring?
Xandria has a ring around it.
Sounds nice.
The ring is made up of dead bodies.
Then again, surely not.
The Xandrians are possibly the strongest race in the universe. I've seen video of a Xandrian warrior killing someone with his bare hands and then tossing the body far, far into the air.
Into orbit?
It looked that way.
Have you ever seen the ring in person?
No one has. The Xandrians are very paranoid and allow no one near their planet.
But if no one has ever seen...
I choose to believe what they say.
But it could all be a lie.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Is the ring comprised solely of deceased Xandrians?
No, they don't much care who they kill and put into the ring. There's a competition going on now. The Xandrian who kills the most people and throws them into orbit by year's end wins a prize.
What's the prize?
Someone to kill. So unless you want to spend eternity in Xandrian orbit...
I will be careful.
No more drink tossing?
None.
Sal, the guy I won you from said you have 1001 uses.
So I've heard.
Does bartending happen to be one of them?
I'm not sure. With my damaged banks...
Do you remember any of your uses?
A couple.
What?
Observe. There.
It looks like the Gunpar Mountains on Beta Zarini.
Good. That's what I was trying for.
One of your 1001 uses is origami?
Yes. If you don't like the mountains, I could make you a duck.
No, the mountains are fine. Thanks.
Could a knowledge of origami prove useful to your bar?
I don't see how.
How about scrimshaw? I seem to know that as well.
What I need is a bartender, not an arts and crafts guy.
Can bartending be learned, Mr. Stone?
Sure, but it would take time.
Then I will learn it for you. By tomorrow.
How?
I presume bartending manuals are available online.
Sure, dozens.
I could download them and become fluent in bartending.
Really?
Once the downloads are complete and committed to my memory banks, I should be able to mix anything from an Artanian hulop to a Zulivian pog.
Great. Get on it.
Only one problem.
I should have known. What?
With the damage to my memory banks, some of the downloads might not quite... work.
Which could lead to what?
Impossible to say.
What if I had your memory banks repaired first?
Then the bartending manuals would download effortlessly. There would be no chance of a problem.
Then that's what we'll do.
Wonderful. Captain Muko, who lost me to you in that star poker game, once got an estimate of $50,000 from my repairs. Of course, that was several years ago, and with the current galactic rate of...
50 grand?
Yes, sir. I would estimate the current cost to be...
Don't tell me.
My repairs are not affordable?
They are not. Download the manuals and we'll hope for the best.
Right away, sir.
Hopefully, more will go right than wrong.
It should.
As long as you don't go throwing drinks at anyone else, I suppose we can deal with whatever problems might come up. Get on with it.
May I have some privacy?
I'm sorry?
I am about to proceed with the downloading.
And?
While I do not know who my creator is, I suspect that he or she has an odd sense of humor.
Why do you say that?
The manner in which I must connect to your computer for the download appears, well, indecent. Why my data port was installed down there, I will never know.
I'll wait in the bar.
It shouldn't take long.
Take your time.
Thank you, sir. If you should happen to hear any unusual noises, please do not be concerned. I will do my best to keep them to a minimum.
Misfits Audio has presented The New Bartender, Episode 1 of The Corner Bar on Alpha Prime. The series was written, created, and produced by Mike Murphy. Scott Fortney starred as Ken Stone, and Terry Cooper portrayed Sal. Our guest cast included Rich Matheson as Sid, Rish Outfield as the Xandrian Warrior, and Diane Havens, who will be heard shortly as the computer voice. The executive producer was Captain John Tadazak. Music for the series is owned and provided by John Specht. The mixer was Alex Lawsford. Script editor, Arlene Osborne. Art director, Alexa Chipman. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This has been a presentation of Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Visit us on the web at misfitsaudio.com and on Facebook. This is your narrator, Peter Bishop, speaking. All characters portrayed in this series, especially the aliens, are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual people, living or dead, is not only coincidental, but an awful shame.
Download completed. Please break connection.
Oh. Was it good for you?